Well, it's a quick special edition version of Iwi and the Beast. I needed to call my sister-in-law and get her take on the Sex in the City movie, because I offered my male take, which was being suffocated by an Oprah-like event of fabricated female feel-goodness. Hold on. Oh, that's not the number I need. So I'm going to give Ruthanne a call, who's a big Sex in the City fan. I mean, this is one of these women who you talk to and they lived it. I mean, that's a part of her life, an era, the Sex in the City era, where she and her friends would all get together and drink Cosmos and watch Sex in the City and occasionally try to emulate the fashions on the show. Who wears that stuff anyway? I have no idea. The crap they wear, it's weird. It's like those runway models, you know, they're wearing like a giant bucket on their head and two fish skeletons for shoes. And you're like, who does this? Well, they do on Sex in the City. This lady once did. And now she's going to join me to give the feminine perspective of Sex in the City. Coming up on the Iwi and the Beast.
Iwi.
Oh, God.
Abomination.
Iwi and the Beast.
Beast.
This is Iwi and the Beast.
Hello, Ruthanne.
Yep, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so anyway, here, I'm back. I had to get everything set up to record this conversation. And you were just watching the Today Show with David Archuleta and David Cook performing?
Yes.
They both performed?
They both performed solo. They each performed a solo.
And who won, in your mind?
Yeah, they were both pretty cheesy.
Both well, that is American Idol, is cheese.
Yeah, it is. And, it really doesn't matter who won, because their careers are both set now.
The next couple of years, no matter what happens, they're going to make enough in the next few months.
Yep, definitely.
Now, who do you like, personally? Were you happy with
David Cook, definitely. Yeah.
I don't even think David Archuleta's human.
David Archuleta looks like he just, like, took his retainers out and, like, you know, he's just too little.
He looks like a creepy doll. Dolls creep me out. He looks like one of those Charlie McCarthy puppets.
Yeah, and before they sang on the Today Show, there was an interview that they did with Matt and Meredith. And you know how kids who get nervous shake their leg, a lot? They just shake their foot and their leg.
Yeah, like Thumper.
You can actually see in the interview, his leg is like, you know, he has like a nervous twitch at the end of, like, he's just too young to be doing this, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but,
anyway.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. Like, it's all kids who vote, so they vote for people that appeal to them. I'm surprised David Cook won.
I don't even know how you vote.
You call or text or something, right?
Does it cost money?
It might. I'm imagining it does. I should know more.
Yeah, I should too.
56 million people voted or some crazy thing.
Yeah, it was like over 90 million people.
Oh, yeah, you call. They have like, I don't know. There's so many shows that have different voting mechanisms, but I think you call. Like,
I mean,
call.
It's sad. Not even that many people vote in a presidential election.
I know. And I'm not sure if I want those people voting anyway.
Yeah, true.
But Sex in the City, last night, or what was it, two nights ago, you had to feel my anticipation to get out of there. It was like I was trapped in a giant panty.
It really isn't a movie for straight guys.
Well, you know, I was impressed with some of the writing. I thought there were some pretty good jokes in it. And there was some cheap stuff, but I laughed a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, there were definitely some good laughs.
But you're a big fan. Did you think it was too long?
Yeah. I mean, I consider myself a junkie, a Sex in the City junkie, seen them episodes multiple times, and it was like season 7. It was the entire season 7 in one sitting.
So this was season 6 was the last one.
Yeah,
it was. It was even. What is it? It was 5 30-minute episodes. It was almost a season.
Yeah, I think it was more than that actually.
Yeah.
I mean, at the point Charlotte says she's pregnant, I was like, okay, like, when is this movie going to end? Like, we can't go through someone's pregnancy.
Well, they brought in every possible female issue. It's like they sat down with a focus group and they got the top 10 female issues. Pregnancy, marriage, divorce, affairs, seeking love, losing love. And it was all in there.
Shopping.
And that's what I've been telling people. Like, there's so much fabricated female feel-goodness. It's like every 30 seconds, somebody's opening up a new dress or a new hat, or they're squealing with delight at a surprise visit from a friend. And it reminded me of one of those Oprah specials where she gives away everything, except this one was 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the Sex and the City junkies will love it, but in reality, it's too long. It's cheesy. I mean, one of the neat things about the show itself was sort of the absence of the cheese.
You know,
because all sitcoms have a little cheesy moment. And if you actually watch the other episodes, you know, seasons 1 through 6, it's really cheeseless. There's no cheese. And this movie, I was really disappointed that they sort of added the cheese element. I was disappointed.
I got to tell you, I was so happy and I was so comforted when you laughed at a moment where that wasn't funny, but it unintentionally so because of the cheese.
It was like ridiculous.
Yeah, when she drops the cell phone.
Yeah, there are no slow-mo movements in the seasons 1 through 6.
I'm glad to hear that because, I think if there was that much slow-motion drama, Sarah's here now. Sarah, there was one time when she finds out Big isn't going to, you know, marry her the first time, she drops.
Are you giving away?
No. All the reviews are talking about, you know, even the preview talks about her, you know, shows clearly that something's going to happen with this big wedding.
Okay.
And so she's on the cell phone with Big and he explains it. And then she drops the cell phone and they slow to slow motion as it cascades down her beautiful flowing wedding dress.
I mean, Sarah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I was so happy you laughed. Well, other cheesy moments first, though. The flowers, when she's beating him with the flowers and the slow motion petals falling to the ground.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was a bit of a surprise. I was surprised that he just completely flaked out. I mean, the guy is just a flake, you know, and this is sort of his MO, is to get, you know, the heat of battle, he's right there, and then he chickens out. So, yeah, you know, it was very apropos for Big.
This is, listening to Ruth Ann right now, this is the way it was driving home. She was talking about the characters like we knew them. Like we were just leaving a party and they were all there.
I mean, after you've spent as many hours watching this show over the years, you do feel like you know the characters. And the neat thing about them is that they're sort of raw and uncensored and out there. And the movie, it was sort of, there was a little bit of Hollywood icing on it where they weren't so raw or something.
That's a well put. But that said, you like the movie.
Okay.
I do because I think I'm, you know, I definitely am a self-admitted junkie for Sex and the City. And I think that the junkies will, you know, on the one hand, they'll really like it because it does tie up a lot of loose ends. And on the other hand, I hope people realize there is this sort of Hollywood schleppy spin on it, and it's, you know, it is a little bit different than the actual episodes. Episodes were like 30 minutes long, and so they sort of left you hanging from week to week to week. And this sort of answered all the questions. So, you know, when we left the theater, I thought, you know, I've had enough. That was season 7. I'm done, you know.
Yeah, they condensed a season into a movie, it sounds like.
Yeah, and you know what? If they had been smart, they would have just cut it in half and made 2 movies.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're satisfied. They mix resolution with frustration to satisfy you. Like, everything is resolved, so you're happy with that. And then you're just kind of frustrated with the whole thing because it was a schleppy, so you're just glad it's over.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've had enough. Like, it's enough. There's really nothing. I sort of feel like they sort of capped it. There's nothing more they can do. I mean, the sushi scene is about as out there as they can get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. The sushi becomes part of, who is that, Samantha's wardrobe?
Yeah.
Do they eat it off a person?
Well, that was the plan.
Because I've seen that before.
Yeah, I've seen it too. It was in a movie, some other movie.
Yeah, it was on a PBS special.
And it was on a. Sarah was watching a PBS special about eating sushi off of people. What was that?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was about. Do you remember? I don't know. It was a few years ago, and they had that show where they pretended in wherever, you know, in the olden days in old England or wherever it was, where they used to have, they used to try and fix people up with people.
Really?
Yeah, and so they had like, you know, it's kind of like a PBS reality show, and so they sent them to this castle, and they were like matchmakers, and the girls had to do, you know, sewing and watch the men play cricket or whatever.
And eat raw halibut off each other.
Well, and it was, and they each had their coaches to try and get them their matchmakers. And this one chick was like, no, I'm not going to listen to her anymore. I'm going to do this whole cool thing and we're going to make this evening out of it. And she was naked and they ate off of her.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't naked. It was, you know, tastefully placed.
And they call it the Dark Ages.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I don't remember the name of it, and I'm going to have to look it up, but... So...
Yeah, we'll Google that.
Google to find that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, be careful Googling eating sushi off each other,
yeah,
medieval.
NS... What is that? NSFW?
Yes, probably. I was going to ask you, Ruthann, in the movie... And Sarah, you might know this too. Did they ever show male the winker? Because you get a winker shot in this movie.
You do?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
It's covered, though.
No, when the guy's in the shower, the...
Oh.
You just, it's like a quick glimpse.
Yeah. There's definitely the boner shot. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, but that was actually... He was delivered... It looks like a boner shot.
Yes, but it's not really a boner. It's jewelry.
It's jewelry. Two of girls' favorite things. And it was the women were so happy it actually wasn't a boner, it was jewelry. They're like, oh, God.
I predict like millions and millions and millions of women are going to flock to this movie this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's
and I would be one of them if I hadn't gone with you to the movie earlier this week.
So you're not going to see it again?
You know, I might.
I want to see it. I think I'll probably see it. On
Take
TV.
Sarah. I'm not going again. I can't. Yeah. That's a lot of my life.
It was like standing in line. It was like 500 women, Jared, and like 7 gay guys.
Yeah. I could have had my way with anybody.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, it's some drinks and stuff. But they were, I could have, the women were so vulnerable after the movie, that lady crying as she walked out.
Crying?
Yeah, she was like gasping and crying, and her friend was like, why are you crying? And she's like, it's so unbelievable. It finally happened, and it was perfect. It was everything that it should have been.
I thought the ending was like the absolute worst part of the movie. Like, I feel like it was like a sellout, that last 10 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, wow.
Yeah.
So there's a good reason to see it, just to... compare notes, because to me it just felt like, wow, this is perfectly gift wrapped.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, it was. It was like, it wasn't as raw.
Yeah, more of your Hollywood icing.
Yeah, Hollywood icing.
Is it like they live happily ever after kind of thing or something?
Yeah, I think you're getting close to that.
Yeah, Sex and the City chicks don't live happily.
Yeah, on all the like TV interviews and things, they say that, you know, they did it for the fans.
Yeah.
They did the movie for the fans. It was for the fans. And I'm like, you know, part of, I think, the intrigue of the show was sort of the open-ended questions that you were left with at the end. So in your head, you could sort of play out the what-if scenarios, mm-hmm. but you never really knew. And I think in some way, the movie sort of ties things up in a way that the actual show never did. And so you leave with almost like, disappointment that you don't have that gray matter to be considering, because all the questions are answered.
Because it's over.
Yeah.
It's done. Yeah. You don't know how to deal with that. You've been waiting for, what, 4 years now?
It's like,
and you're so used to the what ifs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like last Star Wars. Maybe there's a prequel coming out.
It's kind of disappointing, you know, yeah. when you know sort of how it all fits together.
Maybe we'll get like a series where Carrie Bradshaw is an intern.
A teenager or something?
Yeah, exactly.
She's like a what?
Thing? A teenager. The before.
Yeah, they'll get some girl from High School Musical
Sex
to
in
be.
Sex in the Suburbs.
Yeah, Sex in the Suburbs.
I was thinking Sex in the Country. Yeah.
Or the science lab. You know, the collegiate years. You know, one thing that I thought was so corny, too, the Hollywood icing part of this, but CarrieBradshaw.com is a website you can go to, and it's essentially just pimping all things Sex in the City. And in the movie, it's mentioned twice, one time very overtly, where her assistant walks out and says, "Remember, don't mess up CarrieBradshaw.com. That's my pride and joy." And I was like, dude, that was the smoothest marketing ever. Because you go there, you buy Sex in the City books and DVDs and some of that crap fashion, which I have a question for you. Do you wear any of that stuff?
No women actually wear those clothes. And Jared, have you ever seen someone that skinny and fit as Sarah Jessica Parker?
She's freaky
she's
to
way
me.
Skinny
she's
now.
There's no body and then these giant man hands. It's weird. Yeah, look at her hands. They're huge. And she's got there's no substance, like these huge hands coming off her. It's like she's wearing those big foam fingers for the big game. And
like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
it's exactly Mickey Mouse.
Maybe you think she has big hands because you see her typing a lot?
No, look at her hands.
All right.
Everybody, go look at Sarah Jessica Parker's hands. And listen, I like her. I'm a huge fan ever since I saw her in L.A. Story, and she was just crazy sexy in that. And you know,
I love that movie.
She seems to have had a great career. But yeah, if she were a little plumper, then her hands might not look so big, but they're huge. Mickey Mouse is perfect.
Yeah, but she's, I mean, I've never seen someone that skinny. I mean, you know, actresses are skinny, you know, but she's like skinny and fit, and she can pull off all those crazy outfits. You know, I mean, all I can say is they don't sell those clothes at the stores where I shop.
Right, exactly.
Well, what they each have to me, since I didn't know their character names, there was Big Hands, there was Big Face. There was Too Many Teeth Girl, and then the other one is, I guess, Miss Eyeball Expression.
Interesting.
We could have a little game. Who is Miss Eyeball Expression?
She's the brunette.
That's right. Ding. Okay, who's Too Many Teeth?
Redhead.
Ding. Who's Miss Big Face?
Samantha.
Yeah, she has a lot of skin. That it seemed like she had a lot of flesh on her.
She had a lot of different wigs going on, too. I mean, like, in one scene, her hair would be kind of short, and the next scene, it would be kind of long, and she had bangs. I mean, it was like, whoa, what's going on with the hair?
They're trying to get everything in.
They were really trying to get everything in. They were telling, like, 7 storylines. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
But Ruth Ann, the Sex and the City fan, in short, you told me earlier, you said 4 out of 5... something?
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5. It's That's just good. Because, again, on the one hand, it's for the Sex and the City junkies, it's a must-see, but it doesn't, it leaves you a little bit disappointed. So that's why I think it's a 4 out of 5. And it's really long. And it's cheesy.
Yeah, it's very long.
And the long and the cheese factor really
together.
A lot of sap.
They took it from a 5 to a 4 to me.
I'm a diabetic now.
Hey, don't knock diabetics.
So I'm just saying that we could start a little group or something, but I'm not watching that movie with you again, Sarah.
I mean, that's good, because I would still want to see it.
Yeah.
Sarah, I mean, I would go back. I would definitely go see it again.
Okay. A date has been set.
Yeah, good.
We just watched the final Lost. Do you watch Lost at all?
You know, I have no idea. I've never seen Lost. It's just not a show that I've ever seen.
My feeling is you could start watching Lost now and be...
You'd still be just as close to the rest of us.
Yeah, you'd be right where everybody else is.
Is it scary?
No, it's just creepy. There's a lot of creepiness.
I'm impressed it's gotten better. It most shows like this with so many things going on and a lot of writing to maintain it don't last that long. But this thing, it keeps going. And whenever I sit down... No matter how much I say I don't like those hour-long drama shows, I have to watch it. I do, yeah.
So what do you think the fans are going to say about the season finale of Lost?
I think they're going to like it.
Yeah.
The way it ended, you're like, oh, God.
Okay. I have another TV show to ask you guys about.
Okay.
What about Grey's Anatomy? Did you see the season finale of Grey's Anatomy last
Oh, week? I did. I only saw the last, I think it was the last 45 minutes.
Yeah, so I think that was kind of the best part.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what really did I miss? Because the last part was
anything.
Exciting.
You missed all the, like, slow stuff that led up to the last 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me like Grey's Anatomy's, you know, the ratings dipped or something, and they panicked, and now they're ER2.
I know, they do the crazy, you know...
Like, every episode of ER has some...
And...
Yeah, some wacky emergency thing. Look what we found on this guy's butt, and, you know, there's a macaque.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, everything's going along normal, and then someone has a seizure, and then the doors swing open, and there's blood, and...
Right.
Yeah, it's really changed.
Like the
Shining. It has changed, but the last 45 minutes I enjoyed, because... It's like, oh, back in my comfort zone, you know?
Yeah, and the last 45 minutes, I think, was a glimpse at what Grey's Anatomy used to be.
Right, I agree.
You know, in the beginning, I liked it, too. There was well-written characters, they had good quirks, and, you know, well-written, it seemed to be, and just strongly, I don't know how to say it, but it was just good to watch.
Yeah. I mean, there's, like, good dialogue and not very many sick people.
That's
right.
Good. That's
for a
excellent.
Hospital,
yeah.
You know, and that's kind of how the last 45 minutes was. And it sort of brought a few things to closure, but you know there are open-ended questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know it sort of leaves it open-ended for next season. So you're dying to see what happens.
Ruth Ann at a hospital. Could we just have some more conversation and get rid of some of these sick people?
I know. Like,
this is really bringing me down.
About it. Yeah, that's what was terrible about ER. It was just too many sick people and too much blood.
Yeah, and then there's always some dude who's got, you know, he's a construction guy with rebar through the length of his body, and it's they play goofy bling 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 music as they, you know, try to get it out of a precarious position.
Well, yeah, I mean, I love the music on Grey's Anatomy, and the really weird, the part that you missed, Sarah, on Grey's Anatomy mm-hmm. this time was a kid that showed up at the ER who was encased in cement.
Oh, we did see that. We saw that.
Did you see that part?
Okay. Yeah, I saw the end part of that. Like, as he was about to go into whatever surgery it was, and the chick refused, and then she kissed him afterwards, which that was good.
Yeah,
that was weird.
It was like the first 30 minutes is just like everyone in the cast, like, chipping away at this kid who's encased in cement.
Yeah, like, quick set cement?
Yeah, like, he jumped in cement to impress the girl.
Uh-oh.
And then he got stuck in it. And they didn't call 911 until, you know, a couple hours.
Yeah, it's
in.
Too late. Oy.
Real realistic.
Oh, right. Of course.
Sounds like wacky ER stuff to me. I don't know. I have no show.
You have no show.
No, I mean, I like Letterman, and I like that Scottish dude whose name I always forget, who's just brilliant. Okay. My question is this, how is Conan O'Brien going to do in Leno's spot, and how is Jimmy Fallon going to do in Conan O'Brien's spot?
Yeah, that's
my
tough.
Take is NBC is going to be hurting. I like Conan O'Brien, but like the hygienist said today as she yanked away at my teeth right before she told me to brush more sensitively, is that I don't think Conan O'Brien's very funny, and I think most of middle America doesn't think that.
Yeah, well, when I think of Jay Leno fans, I don't think Conan O'Brien's on the same... I love Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, but...
I'm not a big Jay Leno fan.
Yeah, he's just like a joke machine. He's like that funny uncle, like, pull my finger, and did you ever hear the one about the buck fence and the parrots, you know, and...
Yeah, and he collects cars. That's another old people thing.
Yeah, it is.
Who does that?
And the whole motorcycle thing is it's just, it's not a Conan O'Brien crowd.
Right.
Well, my question is, who stays up? Who can stay up that late?
No shit.
Even watch it, you know?
That's true. I haven't watched it in years.
Yeah. That's a good question, because just coming home from Sex and the City, I was annihilated. I couldn't believe it was after 11 and I was driving home. I was like thinking of stories to tell Sarah. Like, I really, honestly, it was 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah. Daniel was completely asleep in bed. Like, the front door was unlocked, but all the lights in the house were off.
Yeah.
And I had to work from home the next day.
Yeah, I thought you guys had gone out for drinks afterwards or craziness. And
no, I wish.
It was a long movie.
There was seriously no craziness. I mean, we were just like exhausted by the end.
I thought about going for a real long pee at the bar across the street from the theater. Coming back at the critics.
Poor Jared had like a small soda, which is like the size of a gallon of milk.
Right.
And then he had to sit there for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
All I remember you saying, Jared, is it's 10 after 10.
Yeah. It hurt for a while, and then it just kind of subsided, which worried me. I thought maybe it sprung a leak and it just spread throughout my body. And the numbness I felt was my dying.
Well, anyone I've talked to about the movie, I've said, go to the restroom. I mean, my sister, who's 7 months pregnant, I said, go to the restroom before the movie.
Don't
drink.
Then
get extra, like, candy, but don't get an extra drink.
Right.
Because it's really long.
That's quality advice, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places where you could probably take a break.
No.
Here's just in case if you do have to go, let me just go ahead and think a good place to probably take a break is any point where she's sad, you know, which is, I don't know, that's like an hour, but you know, like right after the jilting, because it's all pretty much predictable sadness. And then you'll come back and they'll be off to Mexico and it's kind of funny.
Or another good point might be, like, if you see the four women at a restaurant, they're just going to, like, chit-chat about things,
right.
But nothing really meaty is going to happen.
Yeah, and...
That's true.
Yeah, and going to the potty is a lot like some of the humor around the table, which makes me think, I don't want to hear any criticism from women about what men like, for God's sakes. I haven't seen that many naked women and heard that many sex jokes in a movie since, what, like, Chuck and Larry, or...
So were you saying, like, from the guy perspective, that part was okay?
Well, it was okay, but it really kind of redeems me. I'm thinking, maybe I'm not such a dirty bastard, because look what the ladies are fawning over.
You didn't watch the show.
I know, but they showed highlights of the show, and one of the lines was the lots of flesh lady saying, I was with a guy last night, and his spunk tasted kind of funny. And then it has Big Hand saying, waving to a waiter, cancel my rice pudding. And I'm like, dude, what? That's like out of the pages of Hustler magazine.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ruth Ann, for your opinion. This has been great.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for taking me to the movie. It was great. And I definitely have like a one-up on all the other Sex and the City junkie girlfriends that I have. So.
Yeah, when you talk to them, just don't spring it on that you've seen it already. Just wait a little bit. Let them talk a whole, like, let them deal with all the what-ifs. And I'm not sure. I'm so excited to see it. And just let them go through that. And then just casually say, oh, yeah, I've seen it already.
So. Oh, no. I've let them know I've seen it already.
Oh, okay.
And they've all asked me, what was it like? And I said, well, let me know when you see it, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
You want
yeah.
to discuss.
Yeah, you have to be proud about it. I mean, I'm really thrilled that I got to see it early.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Cool. It will be a long time before that another movie comes out that I want to see that bad.
Right.
The prequel.
So.
All right, well, good night then.
Yeah, good night, yeah. Talk to you guys
sleep.
Soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, well, she's funny.
She's a great interviewee.
Yeah, she is.
Or interviewer, maybe.
Yeah. She's great. She's filling in all the blanks with good, funny stuff. And that's perfect. With Grey's Anatomy, but, you know, lots of dialogue and not a lot of sick people. there was that Hollywood icing. They insisted on, you know, sweetening it up. Yeah, and slacking on some frosting. And it took away from what Sex and the City was. But she still gave it 4 out of 5. All right, well, it's bedtime now. It
Yay.
Was bedtime an hour and some ago.
Paco's in bed. He didn't even follow me downstairs.
He hates us.
Yes.
All right, good night.
Good night.